So, good day everyone. You're welcome to another episode of Heart Confessions, and I'd like to say Happy New Year to everyone listening. This is the first episode of the year 2021, and I really hope that this year would be better than last year. All the things you expected, all the things you've outlined, all the things you've mapped out to do would actually come the way you want. And this episode is inspired by the things that we actually planned last year and were not able to do, not necessarily because of the pandemic and the economic recession that came with it, but as a result of the fact that we had some personal problems that we weren't able to handle. So today's topic is be intentional. Be intentional towards your goals. Be intentional towards your plans. Be intentional towards whatever you want to achieve. Be intentional with whatever you actually want to be, what you want to do. So today is the 23rd day in the month of January 2021, and around January, especially like the first and second week of January, you have a lot of people doing or taking things like New Year resolutions, and then few weeks down the line, these people no longer carry on these resolutions. So they just say it and they don't act it. They don't put in the work. So a lot of people just say, This year I would stop doing this. This year I would start doing this. And give them 3-4 weeks and they are not actually doing it. So I would first of all like to ask you, if you had a New Year resolution, how well have you gone with it? How far have you gone? How well have you actually put in the work into saying that, okay, this thing I said I would do this year, I'm actually doing it? How well are you working towards what you've planned? How well are you working towards your goals and your aims this year? A lot of us used like the excuse or the reason of the pandemic to actually give reasons as to why we didn't do what we wanted to do last year. But I think a lot of us didn't do what we wanted to, not just because of the pandemic, because even if there was no pandemic last year, a lot of people still wouldn't have achieved what they said they would. So it's not just a function of COVID and any other thing or the economic downtime, because even in the midst of the pandemic, people were still making millions and billions. So yes, the pandemic had things to do with it, but how intentional were you towards your goals, and how intentional are you towards your plans? So a lot of people expect things to happen miraculously. A lot of people expect things to happen miraculously without planning and all those kind of things. And I think there is no successful man that becomes successful by a stroke of luck or by just the snap of a finger. Each of them actually have plans. Each of them had plans. Each and every one of them also worked towards their plans. Like if you read the story of Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg and these billionaires we all talk about today and we all know, we know that each and every one of them worked towards it. Even the likes of Tyler Perry and the rest, they all worked towards their goals and their aims. So how intentional are you towards what you do? The fact that you haven't made it big doesn't mean you're not successful or you aren't progressing. The fact that you haven't hit big or you haven't hit the big screen doesn't mean you aren't putting the work. So how intentional are you towards what you're doing? So a lot of people have different things that hinder them from achieving what they want to achieve, and a lot of us know these things, but still we don't achieve what we want to achieve. It's not just about knowing the problem, but it's also about getting a good solution. And I also think that at the end of this podcast, this episode, a lot of things will be learned, a lot of things will be known, and each and every one of us that listens to this podcast, including myself, will try to be more intentional in whatever we are doing. We'll try to be more aggressive towards our goals, and we'll do things better this year. So firstly, one of the things that makes people not achieve what they want to achieve, which is one of the most common things, is procrastination. So a lot of people procrastinate and say, oh, I'll do this tomorrow, I'll do it next year, I'll do it in the next 2 years. And we need to understand that each day we miss, each day we procrastinate, we actually lose one day of our lives. We don't actually grow, we don't get younger, we always grow older. So procrastination has actually stopped a lot of people from achieving what they want to achieve. And you discover that the more you procrastinate, you tend to feel comfortable about procrastinating. So for example, I'll do this tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, let me just shift it again. You keep on doing this, and by the time you realize yourself, time is gone, years are gone, probably years, decades, and you've not achieved what you want to. If Mark Zuckerberg had said, let me leave this idea of Facebook to a later time, he wouldn't have been a billionaire at 22. This doesn't mean you should actually just chase other people's timing. People have different times, but procrastination is something that we should try as much as possible to avoid. So if you say, this year I want to do this, try as much as possible to always work with the timing and always stop this idea of saying, tomorrow I will do this. Tomorrow, no one actually knows tomorrow. You can actually do something today and tomorrow you're no more. Nobody knows when they are going to die or live. So this idea of moving things might not always favor you. People can say, okay, tomorrow I will do this, and when the tomorrow they are actually planning for, they might not see. So I think we should be more intentional this year, and we should leave procrastination aside. Secondly, people expect results too soon. So when people don't see results immediately, they feel that there is no progress. I once read something that said, slow progress is still progress. So no matter how slow you think you are moving, you're actually moving. People expect results so early, and they end up feeling that, okay, the fact that I haven't seen this thing now means it's not working. The fact that I haven't seen the results I'm looking for quite early, it's not working, or it's a failed project. That is not true. If Michael Faraday had said that, maybe when he tried getting electricity, let's say the 10th time, we probably wouldn't have had electricity the time we had it in the world. So I think the fact that something hasn't come doesn't mean it won't come. So these are things that actually make people not achieve what they want to. So also, people set goals and aims that are very, very, very high. So it is not actually a bad thing to have a goal that is high. It's not bad to dream big, but I think our dreams and our goals and our aims should correlate with our resources. You can't have You can't have 5 blocks and you expect to build, you want to build a skyscraper. It doesn't work that way. This is not an avenue of performing miracles. These are practical examples. So your goals should be in line with what you have. People set goals that are too high for what they can even achieve with the hope of miracles and things coming. Fine, there are rooms for miracles, there are spaces for miracles, but on the flip side, you don't expect miracles to just happen or to just come. So you need to set goals that seem more achievable in the time you want them to come. You don't expect to become a billionaire just overnight without planning, without reading and other things. So when you set a goal that is too high, that is too high or too big to achieve with minimal resources, it's just like a way of trying to cheat nature, getting what you want with what you don't have. So you can only get what you want with what you have. So this is another thing that actually makes people not achieve what they actually set what they want to achieve. So another thing finally is not being well informed. So a lot of people are not well informed about things that they want to do. They just jump into things because, okay, they feel the little knowledge I have will be enough for what I'm going to do. They aren't well informed. They aren't properly informed about what they are going to do. So at this point, when you go into things without proper information, you notice that your knowledge is limited, your mental ability is also limited. So basically, you're just almost like the average person. There is no much difference between you and someone on the streets doing the same thing with you. So your chances of getting to where you want is very, very low. So these are actually things that make people not get what they want. So at the end of the year, they feel that, okay, this is something that I wasn't able to achieve despite all my plans. And people don't even get to the end of the year before they give up, and they eventually don't get what they planned. So these are like problems that come, and these are things that people do, and they feel they failed and they can't achieve what they want to. So on the flip side, what are the things that you need to do to actually achieve what you want? So basically, you need to be more intentional, you need to be more daring, you need to be more aggressive towards what you want. This is not saying that you should go into places you are not supposed to, or you should do illegal things. This is by no means encouraging such, but this is just saying that you should actually put more work, put more effort into what you're doing, put more time, more resources into what you're doing, and be more optimistic. Some people do things and even from their hearts, the chances of success are already very, very low. So at the point where they don't have this optimistic mindset, they begin to fail. Also, try not to procrastinate, because there is never always the perfect or the right time to do something. The time is always now. There is no better time to do something than now. Tomorrow is not certain. Tomorrow is a gamble for everyone. So the fact that you are alive today means that there is a new opportunity for you to do something, to take on something with your life. So there is no better time to do something than now. Imagine a lot of these people who we celebrate today as technological giants and innovative giants actually procrastinated. The world would probably not be in the jet age, or the 21st century would have probably been like in the ancient times, because they actually waited and they were procrastinating. So that idea you are actually stopping, or that idea you are pushing till tomorrow, someone else somewhere is thinking about it, and when the person eventually comes up with this thing and does it, you'll be like, I also thought of this thing, but you didn't do it. This person has gone for it, person has done it, and the world is now celebrating the person. So procrastination shouldn't be an option. Go for it, because there's a saying that we all know, you only live once. You can't live two times, you can't live twice. You only live once, and you have just one opportunity. You have one shot, and you need to take it. Also, you need to give yourself a target. So, for example, you need to give yourself a limit. So, by this time next year, this should be achieved. I should have gotten to this stage. I should have gotten to this level. I should have gotten to this place. So you can say, by this time next year, I would have learned this, I would have known this, and you try to work towards it, because you see that the closer you get to the deadline, the more you are conscious about learning it. So you say, by this time next year, I would have learned a programming language. You are more conscious about the deadline. So you always want to make every day count. You want to make every second count. You want to make every minute count. So this is another way of conquering procrastination, because once you know that the deadline is not so close, you begin to put more effort into making sure that, okay, by this time, I would actually get this done. So lastly, in this time and age, information is at the tip of our fingers. So I encourage each and every one of us listening to be enlightened. If you are enlightened, if you read a lot, continue. If you don't, this is an opportunity for you to start. There is no better time to start than now. Like I said, be enlightened, read more, interact with people that have like minds, because they said birds of the same feather flock together. So you need to interact with people that have similar interests. You need to go to places like YouTube, Google, Wikipedia. These are places that can actually help you know better. You need to meet people who also have experienced these things that you actually want to delve into. You need to interact with people so that you can actually have information and knowledge about what you're going into. So basically, as much as this year has just started, the first month is about to end, you still have 11 months remaining, and a lot can be achieved in 11 months. A lot can be done in 11 months. So this is something I would like to say lastly before I draw the curtains. 2 years back, I decided to actually take or start a culture of marking my birthday celebration with a new achievement. So this is, for me, a sign that I am actually growing. So the fact that every year I celebrate with something new, I celebrate with something extra that I have achieved, means that I am growing, not just physically, mentally, and otherwise. So you can give yourself, it might not just be your birthday, it can be any day that you think will be feasible for you. You can just pick a date and say, okay, this is the day I would be using to actually mark how well I have done every year. So this will actually help you to know how well you've improved. It will help you to know how well you've adjusted. It will help you to know how well you've grown. So this is something I do, and I encourage each and every one of us listening to this to also adopt. And I feel with these things I've mentioned here, a lot of us would actually carry on these things and would have a very, very good year, despite whatever comes this year. So with this, I would like to draw the curtains and bye for now till the next episode. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.